This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, it is a Saturday night, and that means we got some fun to have tonight, and we're going to have some high-profile fun. Donald J. Trump Jr. back with us on Radio Night Live tonight, and Michelle Malkin, who has not graced a Kevin McCullough microphone in probably 5 years or so, has a brand new book, Open Borders, Inc. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about all of it. We've got some other news to update you on. Those of you that are asking about going to Israel with us, we've got an update on that. Looking forward to having some fun with you on a number of other items as well. In fact, I don't know if you're in the throes of following what's going on with Joe Biden and Donald Trump and the thing that's been mostly referred to in the last 24 hours as the whistleblower. They don't give any more details than that. It's just the whistleblower. Picture the movie guide voice for all the movie, the whistleblower. And this is the thing. I'm looking at Drudge Report right now. Biden taunts Trump. I'll beat him like a drum. They think, just like they thought with the Russia collusion, just like they thought with any number of other things that they've tried to throw at the president, they believe that they are going to be able to use whatever this thing is about the whistleblower to bring him down. They've already started acting like they're impeaching the president, even though they don't have the guts to actually call for the articles of impeachment in the United States Congress. And this is the newest thing. And as best as I can understand the facts, the president is the last person that should be worried about anything as it relates to this particular issue. For the most simple reason of this, he didn't do anything wrong. Having Rudy Giuliani or anybody else ask the Ukrainian government to, if there was criminal wrongdoing, look into and see if any of the United States citizens committed criminal wrongdoing in getting, I don't know, multi-million or billion-dollar contracts in exchange for, the vice president weighing in on something that he did not readily admit to weighing in on at first, but now has since admitted to it. See, and this is the problem with the Bidens in particular. I was reading Bill Kristol on Twitter earlier today. I know I'm a glutton for punishment. I should take forks and poke them in my eyes. It would be less painful than reading Bill Kristol's Twitter feed. But he was saying that when it comes to integrity and public service and family and everything else, that the Biden family has a much better track record than the Trump family. And This is the family whose son Hunter, first of all, had an affair with his brother's beau, his brother's wife Beau, left his wife for her, and then started securing these mysterious contracts in China and now in the Ukraine. These are the ones we know about, where literally personal wealth was gained to the tens of millions of dollars for the Biden family because his dad put his thumb on a scale and helped shade the narrative so that his son's company got the gig, and he used his position as vice president to actually affect that. The Ukraine is the second place, at least minimum, that we know that this happened. But this is the surprising thing. The president says, that's not good. Somebody should look into that. He didn't just say it to Ukraine. He said it to our press corps. He said it to the American media. He said it to the American people. He's said it in other conversations with other people that somebody should look into that. And so when they have a conference call with leaders of the country where it is likely to have happened, he said it to them. You should have someone look into that. Now, what the left in America is trying to make happen here, they're trying to, and if you look at the headlines, we've got all the headlines. Do we have more of those headlines, guys, that we can put on the screen? But you've got from the Drudge Report, you've got the Trump pressed Ukraine to investigate Biden's son. Campaign rocked demands for transcript, abuse of power. They're going to say that this is a follow-up like it was with Russia, that he's using foreign influence to somehow undermine his eventual candidate. Well, let me settle their minds on a couple of things. Number one, Joe Biden is not going to be the Democratic nominee for president. He's insane. He can't speak for more than 2 minutes without saying something goofy. And we're going to get to one of his things. He now is insisting that trans women be housed in prisons with real women, even if they are anatomically still male. And he's insisting that this will be a great statement for civil rights in some way. I'm sure the women that are going to be housed with him don't feel this way. And why we care, to be candid, why do we care about the comfort level or the desire to assuage someone's feelings who's committed crimes and gone to prison? I thought that's what prison was for. If you murder somebody, if you steal something, if you've done something, like, put them in the cell, lock it, and walk away. Like, since when do we, well, you know, these men, they feel like they want to be women, so we have to put them in with the women. Yeah, I know why they want to be in with the women. They're going to be stronger and more powerful than the women that they're housed with, unlike what they might be. They might end up being the women in the men's prison in an unattractive and unwanted way. But this is the kind of stuff that Joe Biden's campaigning on. Campaigning, air quotes, campaigning. That's what America's all revved up about right now. Man, we just don't have enough trans women in the women's penitentiaries. That's going to solve all kinds of problems for American citizens. So, again, he's not going to be the nominee. He certainly will never be president. And for the press and for the Democrats to be playing this game of, see, he's doing it again. He's trying to use foreign influence. No. He told a country that probably got taken to the cleaners because Joe Biden used his influence improperly to investigate how the contracts got written up for Hunter Biden to be personally enriched in a big-time way. Because his dad, the vice president, put his thumb on the scale and got the score over on his side just a little bit. See, the very thing they're accusing the president of is actually something that they were doing. But nobody in the press will investigate what they were doing. They're only wanting to investigate what Trump might have said. And by the way, I saw this very unique admission. Guys, can we get the quote up that I sent just before we went on the air? So I'm watching Twitter, and Joe Borelli points me to this quote where he said, look at this report. In all the reports you're hearing about the whistleblower, this, and he highlighted the section that's relevant. The whistleblower didn't have direct knowledge of the communications that he's claiming happened that prove that Trump did something inappropriate. Loud and clear, right there in black and white. The whistleblower admitted he didn't have direct knowledge of the communications. So whatever the whistleblower is saying he knows, it's secondhand. That's where this should end, right now. That whole controversy should be done with. But you've got Never Trumpers and Democrats and media types and washed up talk show hosts that are utter failures in life and in every other way, like Joe Walsh, that are out there tonight tweeting about how the president has to be impeached because of this. And that's laughable. It's laughable. Anyway, we got an interesting show to get to tonight. Let's go to the big board. The president's oldest son will be with us, Donald Trump Jr., who has authored the new book called Triggered. And it's all about how the left in America really is reacting in ways that, you know, as soon as they hear something, it's like, boom, it's just like knee-jerk reaction. And similar, not completely dissimilar, Michelle Malkin will talk about just how triggered those people funding our open borders may be in her new book, Open Borders, Inc. She's with us in the ladies' lounge tonight. We've got a lot of other things to get to, and some of them quite fun. In fact, before you're done tonight, we may just hear one of the goofiest things that Sheila Jackson Lee, Congresswoman from Texas, has ever said publicly. You want to see somebody really, really kind of eat it? Sheila Jackson Lee talking about her vast experience handling firearms. This is some golden video that we've got for you coming up tonight. And we'll be able to, if you're listening by way of radio, you'll be able to hear it nice and loud as well. All right, coming next, we are going to talk to the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., from a conversation this week. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The boys of all the boys, boys of all the boys, 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 boys of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've
all right, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you into a big, busy Saturday night. We've got an update. You've only got 7 days left to take advantage of our discount if you're going to go to Israel with us and get the lowest price possible for your trip. We're going to talk more about that. Rob Davis will be with us back again tonight. But this last week, I had a chance to sit down with the president's oldest son. He's got a brand new book coming out called Triggered, and I wanted you to be able to take a listen to what Donald Trump Jr. had to say. And so this is how we opened with a little audio bite from Joe Biden and the Democratic debate, which had happened just the night before.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Great to have you with us. I am so excited to talk to, of course, everybody that's on the show today. But today, I'm excited because I am one of the first to be able to tell you about a brand new book that I just love the name of. It's called Triggered, and it's just in huge letters across the front in like flaming fire. Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. It is authored by none other than the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Don, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure, man. Good to be back with you.
Hey, we've got an incredibly unique thing this morning, this afternoon, this day after the event of the campaign debate last night. I mean, these debates have gotten worse ratings almost every time they've appeared on television. But I have no words to really describe just how bad that event was last night. I mean, from the falling out of the dentures to the inexplicable phrase that Joe Biden said that nobody really understands what he's talking about, to the nearly half inebriated appearance of Kamala Harris and the crazy we don't even care about the Second Amendment of Beto O'Rourke. There were so many like Keystone Cops moments, it's hard to pick which one was the worst. What was your favorite of the night?
Oh man, it was a great contribution to the Trump 2020 reelect, because the policies are asinine. You've seen nothing new. You see sort of the last and dying breath of, you know, various political careers. I guess, you know, Beto going as crazy as he goes. I mean, I guess he's just trying to remain relevant because he knows the media will pick up an asinine soundbite and run with it. The whole thing's insane. I mean, Joe Biden wouldn't even be talking about Joe Biden if he were a Democrat if it wasn't for the fact that they think that he's somehow, you know, relatable or, you know, enough to somehow beat Trump. You know, meanwhile, he can't remember who he worked for as vice president, you know, most right. weeks. But, you know, that's minor details. Who cares? You don't actually need to know that. The whole thing is pretty incredible. And it shows you sort of the great irony of everything. The one thing they didn't talk about, the economy.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about 6 million jobs created under President Trump. You know, if Obama lost that many, they'd say he's a wonderful president. You know, that's the media for you. They don't talk about 6.2 million people removed from food stamps. Because that's a disaster for the Democrat Party. I talk about this in the book Triggered, so thank you so much for hitting that. But
absolutely,
you know, I talk about it because they don't want to talk about stuff like that because they want people on food stamps. They need people to be dependent on big government. It's why they want to eliminate private insurance because they need to go to the lowest common denominator. They need people to be dependent. It's why they were trying to eliminate charter schools and school choice because they need people to get indoctrinated by a failed public school system in so many places. Not saying everywhere, but in plenty of places. It's a total disaster. So rather than give people school choice and the option of getting their kids a great education, we're going to know, put them in and, you know, indoctrinate them. It's sort of like when you talk about Bill de Blasio, you know, eliminating gifted programs and talking about eliminating, you know, gifted programs in New York City. I mean, what could happen? I mean, what's, instead of creating a potential Einstein and giving them a chance to succeed, we're going to make it as hard as it is as possible for that person to achieve something great. It's crazy. But again, no new ideas, no talk about the economy, moronic sound bites. I mean, honestly, the biggest disappointment is sort of Kamala Harris. I mean, 3 months ago, I was like, oh, she could be a very formidable opponent. I mean, she's been a huge dud. I mean, the only thing she can do is laugh at her own jokes when she's the only one laughing in the sort of like awkward and really drawn out.
Well, there's so much here to delve into, Don Trump Jr., who we're speaking with, and the new book is called Triggered. It will be on the streets November 5th, but you can pre-order now. In fact, it's a bestseller as a pre-ordered book. It's already ranking in the bestsellers list, so check this out, Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. Don Jr., let me ask you this, because it's pretty clear that when the media doesn't ask about the economy, when they don't ask about really any foreign policy substance to note, when they're talking about 80% of the time how they're just disagreeing amongst themselves how to take away the free market version of health insurance, you guys have to be feeling pretty good, because I think that the majority of Americans look at this and say that just looks like some sort of like bad 1950s Soviet era drama. We don't want anything to do with that.
Well,
how does that energize your dad on the trail each day?
I think incredibly. I mean, you see them literally pushing for socialism and communism. You see them, you know, the Democrat Party and guys like Joe Biden up there talking about trade. Hey, these guys were the engineers of NAFTA.
Right.
They sent more American jobs, and they're going to now magically fix it? You know, it's sort of like the great irony when Joe Biden runs on, well, government has failed you. Joe, you've been in government for 50 years. What are you talking about? Like, I agree with you, but if I were you, I wouldn't make that my platform, because it's sort of hard to win on hypocrisy. It's hard to win on hypocrisy in a normal environment, but we don't live in a normal environment. We live in an environment where the media is the marketing wing of the opposition party. The media is the marketing wing of the Democrat Party. So they won't talk about the hypocrisy of all of that, right? When they're talking about Donald Trump, he's doing it wrong with trade. Are you guys kidding me? I mean, they literally destroyed American manufacturing with NAFTA. They shipped their biggest export for the last 25 years has been the American dream to countries that hate our guts. They're the ones that let China get away with murder, whether it's IP theft, whether it's currency manipulation, all of these things for decades. And they're complaining about Trump? It's crazy.
But and even more recently
no
than NAFTA.
No one holds them in account. There is no accountability. They get to say these things. No one hears the counterpoint because the media won't put that on the air,
correct,
which makes it a little bit tough for us. I mean, so we have to do that much harder, because by any other measure, 2020 would be over by now.
Yeah. Hey, let me hit a headline from today. You're still very active, in fact, running the family's business while the president is running the country. In fact, we'll come back to that, Don, because what we've got to do is take a break here. It is Kevin McCullough's Radio Night Live. We are thrilled to have you with us, and when we come back, we will pick up on our conversation with Donald Trump Jr. The book is Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. Coming up later on the Ladies Lounge tonight, Michelle Malkin is in the house. We've got a great book, a new book from her, Open Borders, Inc. She is going to detail all of the ways that people are funding the destruction of what we know to be America. It's pretty eye-opening stuff. Anyway, that's all coming up. We are live from New York, hoping that you're having a great Saturday night. It's Kevin McCullough, and this is Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rudy Giuliani, who's a player in the congressional impeachment investigation into the president's dealing with Ukraine, is tweeting about what he calls a major scandal. He says the swamp media and corrupt Democrats are trying to destroy him because he's exposing what he calls their pay-for-play scheme. The president's personal attorney has been called a central figure in the complaint allegations that the president solicited foreign interference in his 2020 re-election bid. The CIA whistleblower's complaint was filed after a July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president, Vladimir Zelensky.
You look at that conversation, there's no threat, there's no quid pro quo.
But House Democrats now investigating call it an abuse of office and want to depose five State Department officials mentioned in the complaint, including Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, who abruptly resigned on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
A beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan there. That's the Freedom Tower. And, you know, I didn't know this until the week of 9/11. There's actually been a controversy to unname that, the Freedom Tower. They've actually tried to do the One World Trade is what they're insisting upon. And you know why? It was some Chinese company that wanted to rent it, refused to do so if they called it the Freedom Tower. So in my book, baby, forever, It's going to be Freedom Tower. Just saying, in advance. Anyway, welcome back to Saturday Night. We've got a lot to get to. Michelle Malkin's going to be with us in the second hour. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc., details basically who's funding the destruction of America. But we are thrilled to be in the middle of a conversation with Donald Trump Jr., and the president's son is very timely. And Donald, I want to get to, first of all, his book is called Triggered, and it's now available. No, I'm sorry, it's not going to be available till November 5th, but you can pre-order. It's already a bestseller as a pre-orderable book, so congratulations on that. But Donald, I also read just this week that you have the Trump International Hotel just off Columbus Circle here in Manhattan was named the number one hotel in the world, and I've got to think that that's a pretty cool honor no matter when it happens.
Well, thank you. It's a good one because I guess it was named by the readers of Luxury Travel Magazine. I didn't even know about it until it came out, which was sort of great. But, you know, hey, that's still what we do. And that's the reality. Donald Trump was a business guy for decades. He created tens of thousands of jobs. He had people's lives, their livelihoods, their families' well-being dependent on his success each and every day. You bring that mentality, you bring that experience to the White House, and that's why we're having success. You know, as opposed to giving it to some guy who's a bureaucrat, who's talking about it in theory, who's making decisions purely based on, well, that one, we got to go this way because 50.0001% of people, you know, think that's the way to go, you know, without any real knowledge on the subject, you know, that's the difference between a leader and a failure. We've had failures running things for far too long in D.C. Now that we have a leader, you see what we can actually accomplish, and that's why we got to keep it going.
Let me ask you, go back to the trade war for just a second. We've gotten closer and closer, at least it's my feeling, my sense, that your dad has pulled them closer and closer to being able to get something done. Are we going to see that? Is it your opinion before the end of this year, before the election of next year? How close are we to actually breaking through with the China deal that we all really want to see happen?
Well, you know, the reality is I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm not involved from that side. It'd be great to see something happen sooner rather than later. You know, I think, again, the Chinese, hey, they're in for themselves. Maybe they're out there kind of praying and hoping. It's like why they were running ads you know, against a lot of what we were doing in Iowa papers during the midterms. It's not because it benefits the American farmer. It's because it benefits China in the long run. They get to play a long game. You know, we make decisions on two-minute things because the election cycles and all of those things. It's hard to compete with that. So, you know, they may hope and try to hold out for longer to not be able to give Trump that win. I don't recommend it. I don't think it'd be wise because I think then it's a lot harder for them to come up with a good deal or even you know, a better deal for them in the long run. But you know, I don't know. The reality is you finally have someone holding them accountable, whether it's currency manipulation, whether it's right. The theft of billions of dollars of IP annually. You know, someone had to do it.
Well, and I'm not sure that
Chuck Schumer's like, well, yeah, you're right. Someone's got to do something. They never had the guts to do it themselves. That took Trump. You know, if we give this thing up now, if America or the other side sort of cedes it because of a couple, you know, short-term, you know, political pain points, like I think it's really short-sighted, and we have to stop thinking that way as a country if we want to be viable and competitive against them in the long run.
Well, and I think that what people need to remember too is that whatever pain you called it a pain point. Whatever minimal pain we have endured, we've done a couple of things. We've gotten the economy back on track so that we can do some subsidies for people and help them in the meantime. But we've also decimated the Chinese markets. Touch on that for a second.
Oh, yeah, well, they don't talk about that. You know what I mean? They don't talk about the effect that it's having over there. They don't talk about the effect that many companies now in China are saying, you know, they're moving to other countries in Vietnam to manufacture because they're saying, hey, it's going to be easier to do that. So, I mean, there is an effect. They are feeling it. But again, you know, you got one guy at the top who's a dictator. You can play a little bit more of the long game because it doesn't matter what happens down there. But you see some of that unrest. You see it manifesting itself, whether that's in Hong Kong or otherwise. And so, again, it's time. It's probably been, you know, 25, 30, 40 years too late, but it's time that someone finally put their foot down with China. And it shouldn't just be America. It should be our allies watching and realizing that this is important. And if you don't do it now, you know, none of the people we saw on the debate stage, you know, none of them have the guts to ever do it again. They'll just cede that, and, you know, you'll cede to China's long-term plan of, you know, being, you know, the de facto ruler of the world economically and otherwise. And that's what they're looking to do. We can't let that happen.
Understood. Hey, get the book Triggered, How the Left Thrives on What on Hate and What Wants to Silence Us. It's authored by Donald Trump Jr., who's very busy and has to run along. But, Donald, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Back with you, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. That was a conversation that I had just this last week with the son of the president.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really... bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Man, what a shot. I mean, And this is one of my favorite times of the year in New York. But look at that shot right there of the Brooklyn Bridge going right across from Lower Manhattan. My day-to-day studio is just blocks from there. But it's so awesome to be in the New York area in autumn. It's just one of the most beautiful places you can be. The weather's perfect. You can't enjoy it too much. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. And I hope you enjoyed Donald Trump Jr. If you missed any part of that, go back and get the podcast. It's on SoundCloud and iTunes and anything that basically does podcasting. Tune in, iHeart, etc. Just search for Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, and it should lead you to it. We've also got that interview truncated with some unheard footage on the in the features podcast section, so you can check that out as well. Anyway, for the last number of weeks, I've been telling you that I am really excited about the opportunity to travel with you to a place called Israel. And I've been a few times. In fact, I was thinking the other day of all the places that I haven't lived. I may have now traveled to Israel, at least internationally, more often than any other single destination internationally. And I've been to a lot of places. I've been to Africa and certainly the Caribbean and Europe and different places. But I've been to Israel three or four times in 5 years, and over that period of time have really fallen in love with what I've experienced there, partly because I am a Christian. This is not by design a faith-based show, but it means a lot to me. It is the most core part of who I am. But my first trip there was when Benjamin Netanyahu had just come back to power, and I was invited by the government to come and to basically write my ticket, what I wanted to see, where I could go, etc. And they put me up, and they allowed me to bring someone with me. And that person that went with me is now with me in studio here on Saturday night. And he is breaking historical precedent here because, Rob Davis, you are also the first in-studio guest in our newest studio. So
I'm honored.
Welcome to be here. And thank you for coming on over tonight. I know that it's not necessarily the most fun thing to do to get out on a Saturday. And
I was watching football before I came. That was more fun, but
the fact
this is more important.
The fact that you took that sacrifice was important.
Notre Dame and Georgia, it was a good game.
Yeah. Now, when you traveled with me, was that your first time to Israel as well?
It was, absolutely.
And as a freshman going in there for the first time, what was your experience?
It was mind blowing. It was a trip where essentially all of the things I had been reading and studying and delving into over my entire life jumped off of the pages and was in front of me in living color.
Right.
You and I were there, so I'm telling you stuff you already know. But we, walked where Jesus walked. We were in the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus prayed. We were on the Sea of Galilee where Jesus and the disciples were in the boat and the storm came. And to think through and experience those places reimagine those events in biblical history was a tremendous, tremendous experience.
Yeah.
And something that I'll never forget. Like you, I've been back, and it's probably one of the most desired repeat trips that I've ever made.
I honestly cannot wait to bring my kids, who are not really old enough to really understand it just yet, but they're getting close. So, like, within the next few years, I hope to make that a reality. But I kind of made a commitment in my heart, at least, similar to what I have said about, God has really blessed me with the platform that I have and what I get to do. And I really, I feel like that I don't have a normal job. I really enjoy my job. And so I want to use this to do good things. So like we do with Christian Solidarity and Help Free Slaves, I also want to help the nation of Israel. And so I've said if we can do that over time, that's a long-term goal of what I would like to do, just as a way of a commitment. But when it came about that we have the opportunity to conduct this trip and to have listeners come with us, my heart started racing dramatically. Some of the things that we saw, and I will never forget, for instance, going to the site of the old village of Shiloh and the place where we believe Hannah prayed for the Lord to give her a son, who we would then learn would become the prophet Samuel, who would then anoint King David, who would be in the line of Christ. And to have that lowest level of the tabernacle kind of unveiled, because they had just, I don't know if you remember, but they had like, I don't know, it was like 18 inches of stone that they had kind of figured out was the foundation of where that was. Man, I had goosebumps the rest of the day. Like, I couldn't get over that. And that was just one repeated moment after the other the whole time we were there.
Well, and you know, that's the thing. Israel's about the size of the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So you're kind of 2-3 hours from everything. And no matter where you are, whether somebody disputes that Jesus prayed here or 4 feet away, you know, you just walked over the actual dirt that Jesus stood on, knelt on, prayed on, sweat blood on. So you're in close proximity to all of these things. So when you say, like you said, to reflect on the history of Hannah praying for a son and the implications of Saul and what that meant for the people of Israel and what that meant, you know, for biblical prophecy and what that meant for ultimately the line of Jesus and the Savior of the world. I mean, it's on and on and on and on. There's nothing that your feet don't touch or your eyes don't see that's not an amazing amazing experience.
History upon history upon history just stacked together. Well, for instance, one of the controversies that there is in some of the biblical land is that there's a debate over whether the Garden Tomb, as it's commonly referred to, which is really Gordon's Garden Tomb is what it's officially called, or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is the actual burial place of Jesus after he died. And I happen to have looked into it. I happen to have a very strong feeling that the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is probably the place based on where the gates were. But the beauty is, if it's one or the other, you can go to both. And like you said, you've experienced it. You've seen it.
Well, and to put that into perspective, you know, almost literally, whether you think it's the Holy Sepulchre site or Gordon's Garden Tomb, you can almost spit from one to the other, right?
So, well, not quite. It's about 2 miles, but it's pretty close. I see what you're saying.
You know, so you're there.
Yeah.
And like you said, you can visit both. They're in close proximity. You can see both within 15 minutes of each other.
Okay, so when we come back, friends, I've been talking to you about this, but there's a very big deadline coming up in the next 7 days. If you want to go with us, and I'll have Rob explain that when we come back. Come travel with us to Israel, February 20th through the 28th, and send me an email if you want information, kmcradio@gmail.com. It's on your screen if you're watching, kmcradio@gmail.com. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin McCullough, live from New York. We're glad you're with us on Radio Night Live. And I so hope that you can make plans to be with us in Israel. There are a number of you that have requested information. And in the next 7 days, we are going to pass a significant milestone. And Rob Davis is back with us from Odyssey Tours. Rob, you loved Israel so much. You now help supply tours to the region. And if people want to set up a tour for their church or whatever, we can certainly connect them with you, and
we can do that.
But the next 7 days are important, because what happens on September 30th?
September 30th, it automatically costs you another $150 to go on the trip.
Okay.
Through then, we're offering $150 off the total cost of the trip for anybody who registers and puts their deposit down. And I think, as you've said, and we discussed even last week, we've got people on the ground in Israel who have operated at the highest levels of government within the Ministry of Tourism.
Right.
There's nobody who knows.
Which is the second most regulated industry in Israel behind the law, which I found to be amazing. Like, you have to, you know, pass your boards and whatever if you become a lawyer. But if you want to be a tourism official, you have to be more knowledgeable than doctors.
Oh, it's like taking the bar. You know,
it's just,
no, it really is a stringent, stringent.
But we've got the best of the best guiding us.
Absolutely. No, I mean, the people who are working with us, I can unequivocally say I don't think there's anybody who knows tourism in Israel better than the people we work with.
Right.
And they know how to pass along savings. As you've said, I know in emails you've sent to your listeners, there are tours like this that we're offering for, I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, about $2,800 in round numbers, that are costing people $4,000 to $6,000 for the same tour. The markups are typically astronomical, so we can pass those savings along to your listeners. Why pay that kind of money? I mean,
right,
somebody's just getting paid off in the middle, ultimately.
Right.
So we're cutting a lot of that fat out. We're staying in 4-star hotels. We've got the best of the best tour guides. We've got people on the ground who have operated at the highest levels of the government and the Ministry of Tourism. I really don't think you're going to get a better experience than you're going to
get. And we're going to see everything we want to see. Like, it literally, I personally approved the itinerary, and there's things on there that we have not been able to see in the past that I'm jazzed about getting to see. So, friends, if you're listening tonight and you've heard me talking about this and you've ever wanted to do a bucket list thing, go to Israel, this is the time to do it. You get to come with me. We will have day-to-day. I will be on your bus every day. I'm not like one of these other talk show guys that just drops in like two or three spots during the tour. I'm going to be with you the whole time. We will spend every day together, and it will change your life. So here's what I want you to do. Send me an email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. I will send you a link to the itinerary. You can put your deposit there. You can save the $150, and I'll also send you an e-version of my photo book from Shiloh to Shalom. It has a lot of the pictures of the places we're going to go and what you can see, and you won't get the coffee table version like I'm showing you on TV tonight, but you'll get the e-version. You can, it's 100 plus pages of things that I actually saw and touched and witnessed. You'll be able to kind of get that feel for what we're going to do. So write me tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com. Please do this, because 7 days from now, you lose the opportunity to go for the lowest price possible. All right, coming up, hour two. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.